RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Victory Monday at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. Joining us now, as does every Monday at 4, the great Donovan McNabb. Donovan, hello, how are you?
Good afternoon, fellas. How's it going?
Doing
man,
good,
man, what
Donovan?
The hell?
Yeah.
Hold on, Donovan. Yeah, if you don't get out of that sultry voice, man, I'm like, yeah, Donovan, you ain't talking to, listen.
Let the guy sound sexy.
No, man, it's like he called wifey or something, man. Come on, man. Perk up.
Listen, I know y'all animated right now, so I'm just going to make sure I break it down a little bit.
Okay.
Are you under the weather?
I know you fired up. I know I'm ready to roll.
Okay.
Well, Donovan, we have to start with the most important thing. Why did you take such a mean shot at Josh Allen on Twitter after the game? It seemed completely unnecessary.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to remind people of what you used to do. And what bring excitement to the game. And, you know, you look at that particular play, and that's something that he probably can do in his sleep. But, you know, it just didn't happen, and it obviously ended up on the right end for us.
Yeah, for sure. So why don't we, from an offensive perspective, like break the halves down into two separate halves. First half successful. Talk about the first half first and the second half second. They moved the ball well in the first half, it seemed like. They put points up on the board. What did you see that worked in the first half?
Well, you know, it's funny because everyone talks about the tale of two halves. I mean, I've seen us moving the ball between the 20s, but I didn't see us scoring in the red zone like we should have. And for me, I mean, obviously when you get turnovers and you get good field position, you got to take full advantage of it. But I thought kind of everything that led to what happened in the second half was due to a lack of consistency in the first half. Yes, it looked good when we put up 13 points and our defense played well, but there were a reason we weren't able to run the ball effectively. That happened in the first half as well. Guys were getting beat. We had offensive linemen turning and looking at Jalen instead of pushing linemen downfield and being able to pick up big runs when we needed and set up the play action game. I've been waiting for us to do more play action from under the center when it just seems like we're just running the football while we're under the center.
Yeah, I look at that second half, and this has happened a couple times this year, Fav, where, you know, they look good in the first half, and then you come out in the second half, and either the game plan changes or we don't change the game plan, and the other team somehow has made adjustments, and we're not making adjustments. I'm not necessarily pinning it on anyone. I guess I'm just curious as to how is that allowed or permissible for an entire half where it looks like we can't get anything done. What, like, have you been in a situation like that? And if so, addressing it with the OC or the head coach, like, how does that work?
You know what? It's funny because I don't think that I have been in that situation where it's been so many times. And I think, you know, we all go through games and seasons when you play for a long
sure.
period of time where yeah. you're going to come out in the second half. It's just not as crisp as it was in the first or vice versa. But this has been consistent. This has been all season. And, I can sit from a former standpoint and say, you know, obviously that's a conversation you have on the sideline of what we can do to change it. But then you look at it as now just a fan, that's something that the head coach has to step in and make that decision. Because it seemed like to me they wanted to establish the run in the second half, and we were just getting beat up front. And so now you're forced to pass the ball. And when you're running two-man routes and not being able to kind of shock them a little bit with your formations, your motions, or whatever it may be, you're just kind of going to be stagnant, and that's exactly what happened in the second half.
You mentioned the offensive line, and it's been something we've talked about all year. I think the thing that we're always trying to get a handle on is, are these guys just physically not what they were last year, and it is what it is, or is it something that they maybe could have coached around and they haven't done that? If it's the former, there's nothing you can do about it. If it's the right. latter, it's frustrating. Is this something where these guys are just physically getting beat that you see, both from a pass and a run game perspective?
You know what? I love Coach Stoutland, and I've known Coach Stoutland since I was at Syracuse. He was there with me, and he does a great job of coaching. So I won't say it's the coaching. I think it's more of the injuries that we've been faced with in the different positions, and then also the consistency with the guys. And so, like I talked about during the middle of the season, and maybe even before the season, you know, Malata has been, this has probably been his worst year of consistent play that he's been there since he's been there. I would say Juergens is being young. You know, it's been really tough for him this year with injuries and then coming back and then not being consistent. I mean, that Buffalo game, that was tough. For a Pro Bowler to play like that, you know, it's tough. And so I would say a little bit of lack of consistency and also production from an offensive line standpoint. So I see it's more the players, not so much the coaching.
Yeah.
Defensively, the team has gotten better all year. We were talking right. about whether they are a championship-level defense. Is the performance you saw yesterday, do you think that is a defense that can carry a team that has not been consistent enough on offense?
I would say yes, and I think the best thing that's happened to that defense is with Jalen Carter being hurt, where other guys had to step up, and now you get a chance to see what other guys can do in key roles. And so as far as our secondary is concerned, I know the question as far as who's going to be the second corner. George Jackson has kind of stepped into that role. I think Ringo is, you know, a bit more of a special teams guy. And then when you use Cooper kind of playing inside and outside, it helps in so many ways. So I think for the defense, you got to tip your hat off to them because they have been consistent and they've continued to get better as the year went on.
We got a big week coming up here, and we've been in this situation in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Resting players versus playing guys. They got the number two seed that they still right. can get if Chicago loses to Detroit. How would you approach going into this game? Would you want to go for that number two seed, or would you do the whole resting thing?
No, I'm going for the number two seed. You know, because I want to represent at our home, and I want to make sure that we're in a position where we're dictating exactly what's going on and where we're going. And I think for this Philadelphia Eagles team, to be honest with you, as much as we've talked about their offense, they need to play at least a half. And so what does that look like?
Right.
That looks like the offensive line trying to establish something, momentum, to be able to, you know, get some consistency up front. And then also our play-action game. I think in this next game, this is an opportunity for the offense and Kevin Petula to do something we haven't seen. And what does that look like? That means attack downfield. Let's open up the passing game a little bit now so we put that on film. And now everybody else starts to understand that that's something that we can do.
There was a, I'm not sure how much of it you saw because it wasn't an Eagles game, but there was a shootout last night between the Bears and the Niners with two quarterbacks. Okay, well then, I wonder what you think of the play of the two quarterbacks. You know, one young, one not young, Brock Purdy and Caleb Williams. What they have done? What's that? Well, but Purdy's what? Purdy's probably 30. You know,
I think Purdy's only about 26 years old, 27 years old.
26.
There you go. Yes. Just curious what you thought of their play last night and this year. You know, Caleb, his second year in the league. Purdy been, you know, had an off year last year, but seems to be playing great this year. Some good quarterback play in the NFC this year. Yes. And thought wanted to know what you thought of those two guys last night.
Well, what I've seen was progression. I've seen progression from the San Francisco organization and football team, and Brock Purdy being that. Remember, he started out, he was banged up a little bit. Mac Jones carried the load, and I believe he went 5-1 in his six starts. And Purdy came back and just continued to take it from there. Give a lot of credit to Kyle Shanahan and that offense because McCaffrey has really elevated his game with all the injuries that they've been faced with Kittles and you know, their offensive line kind of being in shambles a bit. But they've done a great job. I was impressed by the way their team played as a whole. With you know, Fred Warner being out and the injuries that they have on defense, so I was impressed with San Francisco. As far as the Bears are concerned, you got to give Caleb a little bit more love than what he's been given. I think a lot of people have been looking to see if he can exist in this offense with Ben Johnson, and he's continued to flourish. And I'm really impressed by the way he's handled himself throughout this whole process and where the Bears are at this point.
So I think I've asked you this before. The last one for me is just, you know, Eagles go in, beat Buffalo, and the hierarchy of the NFC. The team's going to make the playoffs. We have the Rams, the Niners, the Seahawks, the Bears, the Packers, the Eagles, and then whoever wins the NFC South. Where do you see the Eagles in that hierarchy of NFC teams right now?
Well, last week I believe I said that they were probably two or three.
Yes.
You know, I kind of had them a little bit of 2A, 2B with Seattle. Sam Darnold just hasn't been consistent enough for me to continue to have Seattle in that position. For me, when I also look at how San Francisco's been playing, I think you got to have to kind of put San Francisco in that position now where it all depends on what they do, obviously, in this week's game. If they win that, they get the number two seed, I believe, or number one overall. And so you got to put them in there. I would say the Eagles are probably, they're still stuck at two, I think. Two, possibly three. No lower than that, though.
Yeah, I think that's about right. All right, Donovan.
I got one more for you.
Oh, okay.
Well, you've been on your NHL tour.
Come on.
I saw you.
You got me fired up.
But hockey?
Yes. Well, listen.
No, the other NHL.
Yeah. Well, Favre knows that the better athletes in his family are from Roxy's side of the family.
Ah,
whoa. See, don't be trying to butter up now, Ike. You're trying to butter up. She ain't listening.
No, listen. I was impressed, man. You got nephew out there checking out his uncle and everything, man. Listen, I think it's a big deal, man. I love the fact that you out there taking the hockey tour, man. Loved it. Seriously. I loved it, man.
You know, I got softball, I got basketball and football.
He is everywhere,
man.
I got
to spend some time with my baby boy.
Yeah.
It was, you know, his dream of possibly playing in the NHL. He's got cousins that are playing professionally and on the Olympic level. So, you know, he's inspired. And he's been playing well, man. He made the all-star team here for his high school. And he's been playing club and traveling. So, you know, I'm happy about him and the work he's been put forth. And so, you know, we just produce numbered athletes over here.
I see it. I see you.
Well, and Donovan, in fairness, now you did play football and basketball in college, but I did see Roxy play in college.
Yep.
And can we at least all admit that Roxy's a better basketball player than you are?
For sure.
I mean, can we all just say that for sure?
Whoa. Wow.
She was. I saw you both play.
Hey, as I mentioned to Ike before, she's not listening. I am the better basketball player. When it comes to scoring, I'm up top. When it comes to shooting, I'm up top. Now, she can run the point guard and distribute
she
and
can.
All that. But I'm the scorer of the family.
Okay. Okay.
See, that's the way he was on the Eagles basketball team. That's how he was, man. That's how he was.
That's right. Don't
shoot.
Feed me. I'm open. I'm always open.
Well, the NHL and accusing your wife of being a better basketball player than you has woken you up on
this
phone call.
Yeah, man. You see that? I knew that would get him. All right, brother, man.
Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey,
yes.
Everything is going to turn out for the better, man. Everybody keep their head up. I think the most important thing, the guys, that we got to look at, and I said it and people kind of took it a little bit the wrong way, but it's right. It's almost like the Giants season when they ended up winning the Super Bowl. Didn't play well in the regular season, and then all of a sudden your quarterback starts to elevate his game. And offensively, the Giants put themselves in a position when their defense carried them pretty much through, and they ended up finding a way to win. So I think this might be one of those type of seasons.
I like it.
Fingers crossed, Donovan. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy New Year, bro.
Sounds good, guys. All right, now.
Yep.
All right, there he is, the great Donovan McNabb. Roxy.
Second best athlete in his family.
Yeah. Roxy was a better basketball player than him.
Of course
she was.
I told him that.
Yeah. She could really play. You know.
Point guard at Syracuse.
Yes.
You know, I told Five. He knows this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You got to play at Syracuse because they wanted you as a quarterback. They had to promise you could play basketball too.
Yeah, and
because he was a good high school basketball player.
And now he's not on. I can say this. He didn't play very much. Yeah, I mean, you know that there was always the guys at the end of the bench that when they came in, everybody cheered and acted all excited. That was Donovan.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you saying he's a manager?
Well, he wasn't a manager. I'm just saying. And maybe they didn't want him to get hurt, you know, because of football and all that stuff. But those were – it's not like
– those were good Syracuse basketball teams.
They were good. They weren't – you know, if he was good. I'm just saying.
He's never coming back on.
They weren't a top five team or anything. You know, he didn't go to the Final Four.
Roxy's brother plays for is it Calgary or Toronto?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, her brother plays
her
in
brother.
NHL. Yeah.
I thought it was his nephew. I thought it was his nephew that was playing. I guess it was.
You might be right.
I thought it was brother.
Is it a nephew?
I think it's nephew.
Oh, yeah, because her brother would be too old.
Yeah.
You're right. It's the nephew.
Yeah, it was nephew. Because I remember it was about 10 years ago or 12 years ago when he went into the league.
Yes. Yeah. It's her nephew, yeah.
So where. It's hard to...
It's our brother's son that's in
the
NHL.
Yes. Yes. Just thinking about the NFC, that final question for Donovan, is the NFC went from there's nobody good to it does seem like there are a bunch of good teams in the NFL, in the NFC. Rams are a good team. We know they're a good team. It's funny. They are the Super Bowl favorites. They might end up as the 6 or 7
Ain't
seed.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I don't want to play the Rams.
Yes. Right. Everyone's terrified of playing the Rams. But the NFC West is the best division
West,
of football.
Yeah.
I think everyone agrees they don't really trust the Seahawks. Sam Darnold, I think Sam Darnold has more interceptions than anybody. It might in the NFL this year.
Sam Darnold.
Really? I think so. Yeah. Look that up, Jack. So I'm trying to think. I think I would put – I still think the Rams are the best team in the NFC. But
yes.
I think I would put the Eagles with everyone else, or with the 49ers, and probably with the 49ers as the second best team. And then Seattle.
49ers offense is playing way better.
Yes.
But their defense isn't as good as the Eagles.
Geno has the most. And then Sua, and then Darnold.
Okay. How many fumbles does Darnold have? Do you see that as well?
I don't see fumbles.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So he might have the most turnovers.
Might have the most turnovers total. Yeah. Yeah, I think they're right there with the and look, the thing about the Rams
and the Rams
is,
defense isn't great.
No, their secondary especially is not great. I think the thing is that you might not even have to beat the Rams. That is the thing. And if you play the Rams at this point, it's going to be in Philadelphia.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Wow. You imagine that? Did we mess around and get the Rams in the first round?
Yeah, not a good draw.
Because that would be the 3-6 matchup, right?
That would be the 3-6 matchup.
Lord,
yeah.
Lordy.
Yeah, I'd much rather take on the Packers again.
Because either the Rams can be 6, but Seattle or San Francisco is going to 5.
Yes.
So one of them is going to be the 1 seed.
And one will be the 5
seed. Be the 5 seed. Yeah, so the Rams can't even be the 5 seed.
And if you're the Rams, talk about resting players. There's nothing really, I guess you could.
They got no reason to play anybody next week.
Even tonight.
Yeah, you don't want to take 2 weeks off, though, do you?
I guess not. Maybe play the first half?
Yeah, you kind of get them out. I think that might be what the Eagles wind up doing.
Have the guys play the first half.
Yeah.
And then see where
Keep
the other
game
is.
Keep an eye on the scoreboard and then possibly get guys out of there.
Hey, Buzz, do you have that Saquon sound I have of the
Smitty
rundown?
Definitely wants that 1,000 yards.
What's he, like 40?
Yeah, he's
40
about,
yards
yeah,
away?
Yeah.
Saquon has been very honest in his after-game availabilities every year. He did say something that was sort of funny yesterday. Here's what he said.
Yeah, it's all about perspective, right? And obviously we know we got to get better and we have to improve. But like kind of how you just said, we know we're not playing at a consistent level and a lot of great things have been happening. Back-to-back NFC East division champs. Came to Buffalo, beat a really good team. And, that's why obviously you get frustrated is not the word. We're competitors and we want to improve and get better. But when you have that mindset, you're like, dang, it can kind of get scary once we figure it out. And that's the goal. And that's what we got to do. We got to come to work and keep grinding and keep getting better. And it's going to take all of us to do it. And we know that.
What's today's date?
It is funny to say it could get scary once we figure it out.
December 29th.
Yes.
About to be week 18.
Yeah, he might not even play on Sunday. It every time this says, I think I said to you guys in a text message yesterday, such a weird Eagles year because every time, defensively not weird, offensively weird.
Sure.
Because there have been moments where it looks like they're figuring it out.
Yeah, you're like, why can't y'all do this all the time?
And every time it looks like they start to figure it out, they punch you in the face with a reminder that they have not figured it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just complete one pass in the second half. You don't have to do the no completions thing with the offense.
And win both games.
How about 17 yards in the second half?
17 and win.
Yeah, and win. On the road in Buffalo.
2-0.
It's a tough way to keep going, man.
Agree. Coming up next, we haven't heard very much from old Bryce since he was upset.
What happened?
At the elite, comment. But we did, I don't know. See something from Bryce over the weekend that we'll talk about?
We got the hint. We got the message, Bryce.
Oh, yeah.
Plus 3,300, by the way.
Oh, for MVP?
Oh, that ain't good enough.
Yeah. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The holidays are here and playoff football is in the air. Now, whether you're celebrating with family or fired up for a festive tailgate, Dietz & Watson has everything you need. Serve up the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles, plus delicious sausages, premium meats, and artisan cheeses to make any holiday spread shine. And for those busy holiday errands, grab some high-protein Dietz nuts, meat snacks, perfect on the go. Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, proudly crafted since 1939. Visit DietzandWatson.com to find the retailer near you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.